The 75th Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race gets underway today with more than 150 boats competing. Just 9 yachts competed in that first race in 1945, soon after the end of the Second World War. This year, as I said, there are more than 150 competing. But to give you a sense of what the race was like many decades ago, here's an extract from the 1956 film Hard to Windward. And as you'll hear, it was certainly a very different sounding Australian society.
At the very end of each year, when the southerly busters drive north from the deep Antarctic and the nor'easters sweep in from the Pacific, yachtsmen from all over Australia gather in the fastness of Sydney Harbour to begin one of the most grueling ocean races in the world, the 680-mile Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race. Down along by the foreshore, where city shadows and stately homes merge in curving green, the coves and anchorages around the harbour come alive in the early morning as the competing yachts are given their final check and their ration of rum. The city, too, waking abruptly from its Christmas sleep, pours forth eager crowds and stows them round the shores. There's an air of excitement about this festive Boxing Day as they wait for the yachts to move out onto the harbour. Sweethearts and families may not see their men back in port for several weeks. It can be an anxious wait. Land lovers gaze from shore with long eyes, watching competing yachts and spectator craft cross and recross and merge together, until someone misjudges.
Get that bloody shot out of the way! What do you think?
Bright seafaring language gives way to anxious thoughts, but help is near and there's no stopping. The gun is only seconds away, and all eyes converge on the starting line. 5 seconds to go. 4, 3, 2, 1. And over the line, tall ships and small ships, all in together, schooners and ketches, and cutters and sloops, they slide seaward in a flow of white canvas. From the starting launch, the governor waves good luck and good sailing. Out of the pack, they speed close-hauled in a headlong rush to the sea.
And that's from the 1956 documentary Hard to Windward.